I'm now on the football pitch where a seven-a-side game has just finished. Dave Harding has been playing football. Dave, what do you like about the game?
The main aspects are for us to come up here, enjoy ourselves, and we can meet up afterwards and have a drink and that sort of thing.
What about winning or losing? Does it matter which?
No, that isn't the main reason we play. I mean, it's always lovely to win, but the main reason we come here is, as I say, just to enjoy ourselves. It's not the end of the world if you lose.
And how often do you play, a week?
We only play once a week. We play on Thursdays.
What about keeping fit? Is football a good way of keeping your body in trim?
It must be. I have noticed if I miss one week for whatever reason, the following week I ache the next day. If I play every week, I don't ache, so it must help keep you fit.
Do you think you're getting better as you play more?
I'm probably not getting any better because I'm getting older.
And how old are you, Dave?
I'm 29, going on 30.
Still any ambitions to play for England, perhaps?
I'm surprised I haven't been picked, actually. But no, I don't have any aspirations to play for England. I think I'm a bit old now.
I've now come to a small hall where fencing is being taught, and I'm talking to Pauline Fairley. Pauline, is it as dangerous as it looks?
No. I mean, you might get a couple of bruises, but nothing bad.
Now, if you don't mind me saying so, you don't have to run around a lot while fencing. So do you keep fit while doing this particular sport?
Yeah, you do a lot. You don't move very far, but you do move about a lot.
Fencing has been called a brain sport, where you have to think very much what you're doing. Do you see it as that?
You do have to think about it. To work out which moves you want to do, because if you just go in there attacking all the time, it's no good. You have to think about what you're doing.
How long have you been fencing?
Oh, 2.5 years.
And have you seen yourself improve as the time has gone on?
Yeah, definitely.
And would you like to take fencing further? Perhaps take part in more competitions?
Yeah, I mean, I go to competitions now and they're really good, so I like to do lots of them, yeah.
Badminton's the name of the game, and I've come to the main hall where the game's being played by lots of people, and two of those people are Laurie and Maria. Laurie, how long have you been playing?
Since I was 21. I'm now 62.
So how often do you play badminton?
Well, I play it twice a week.
Is badminton a sport for people of all ages?
Definitely. Positively.
Maria, how did you first get interested in badminton?
I got interested when I was about 28 years of age, and I've been playing for over 20 years now.
Is badminton an easy game to learn?
Well, if you've played with a racket before, like if you're a tennis player, then it's easier to learn. But I think if you start from a young age, yes. Yes.
It looks very energetic. Do you have to be very fit?
Well, it depends on the standard of a game. I mean, it depends on who you're playing with. If you play with some good players, you do have to keep fit, and you have to be very quick.
Do you play to keep fit or to have a bit of fun?
No, just for relaxation, recreation and enjoyment. I get a great deal of pleasure out of playing badminton.
So the keeping fit goes with playing the game, does it? It's just part of it.
Yes, I perhaps am somewhat fortunate in that I'm reasonably fit and always have been.